Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. On this show, we aim to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. And one of the ways that I think we can learn a ton is from other people asking questions, questions that you might not have ever thought of. And that's what our Q&A episodes are all about, where you can call in by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton, leave us a voicemail question, and we will get to your questions here on the show. It can be anything real estate related. Taxes, general investing mindset, whatever it is, we will attempt to answer it here on the show. All right, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Our first question comes to us from Latasha. Latasha, take it away.
Hi, I have one rental property because I lived in a property before and now I'm renting it out, but I'm kind of stuck on how to gain the second property. There's a lot of information out there and a lot of people selling you stuff. And I'm kind of lost in the clutter of it all. But my main thing is trying to find out how to finance the next property. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Latasha. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people trying to sell you like real estate investing courses and other things like that. Like I do not sell real estate investing courses. You can learn everything you need to learn right here on my YouTube channel. That's it. Totally free. So you should not have to pay for a real estate course. And that's not to say I don't think that there are great mentors out there. And I buy courses all the time for things to learn. But again, I don't think you need to do that. There's plenty of free resources out there. And I think you can walk right through it on my YouTube channel right here from start to finish. So you're living in a property now. And it sounds, and I didn't quite get the full story there, either you're living in it or you were living in it, and you're looking at moving towards getting your second property. So it sounds like maybe the first one might have been a duplex. I'm just taking a guess there. If you lived in it and you're renting it out also, then chances are you're not shacking up with the person or they're renting a room Airbnb style. So maybe it is a duplex. And if you have moved, great. You know, you may want to consider looking at how much equity you have in that property. So if you've moved from that property, you're not living in that property anymore and you're renting it out, what is the equity position on that property? How much equity do you have? Interest rates are at an all-time low and they are only going to go up probably over the next year. If you paid attention to what the Federal Reserve said earlier this week, they said that inflation is transitory. They believe that inflation numbers will come down about Q2, quarter two, or quarter three of 2022. In the meantime, they're going to start to pull back on the amount of money that they are funneling to Wall Street. That's known as tapering. So they're going to start to taper the amount of money they're flooding to Wall Street, which means that they are going to also probably increase interest rates. And then mortgage rates will go up a little bit, which follows the main benchmark rate that the Fed controls. So get ready for that, folks, that we are going to see increase in interest rates again. So right now, their 30-year fixed mortgage interest rates are below 3%. I mean, that is free money, folks. I mean, think about it. If inflation is at 2% and you're getting a bank's a mortgage that's right around the same amount and real estate appreciates faster than anything else and is a hedge against inflation, that is free money. So please keep as much of your own money in your pocket as possible. You know, at our company at Morris Invest, when people book a call with us, because we run a full service rental real estate company, we always want to say like, you should use other people's money. You should use the bank's money. Keep your money in your pocket. Obviously for a down payment, you'll need that, but you want to use financing. So I would look at talking to a bunch of different banks. Flagstar Bank does a lot of great rental real estate mortgages. I would reach out to them. There's plenty of great resources out there for you to find in mortgages for investment properties. Don't be shy about reaching out to these different companies. They want to compete with the big guys. Smaller banks are going to perhaps offer you better deals in your town where you're looking at doing rental real estate investing because they are trying to compete with these bigger banks. So they want the business. They're more likely to be flexible. They're more likely to give you some different opportunities that you wouldn't get with a bigger bank. So again, I think just what is your goal? You know, if you've moved out of that property and you are renting it out, find out what the equity position is in that property. And maybe you can do a cash out refinance or take a home equity line of credit on that property. We have other videos and tutorials here on our channel about using home equity lines of credit. Then take that money towards a second rental property. As a down payment, like I said, for one of our properties at Morris Invest, the down payments are going to range from $35,000 for one of our smaller, less expensive properties to a duplex, which is going to be about a down payment of about $70,000-$75,000 for a brand new construction duplex. So just to give you a frame of reference, what you would probably need to come to the table with in order to find a great rental property, and then get a, you know, get financing on that second property. Then you get that cash flow rolling in and then rinse and repeat. You know, as it appreciates, be able to take an equity stake out of that position and take home equity line of credit or cash out refinance and roll it into your third property using the snowball method. So thank you for the question. I wasn't quite sure exactly what the status was of the first property, whether you're living in it, renting it out exactly, but I hope that helps you at least get some guidance on the right path. This is exactly what I've done to start snowballing my properties, is doing exactly what I just told you to do. So thank you for that question. All right, our next question comes to us from Fern, I believe.
Hey, Clayton. My name is Fern from New Jersey. And I basically just have a quick question. And I have six properties in total. Three of them are old. Three of them are free and clear. They're all single family houses. It's a mental thing for me, but my next project, I want to get a fourplex to make it 10 doors. I'm a little weird, but hey, who isn't? So my question is basically from those three properties are valued almost at from the age range between 50 to maybe 80,000. Is it possible I can get a cash out refi on those? I know big lenders won't even talk to me because the loan to value is like the minimum loan is so small. And I was just wondering if you can give me any tips on that, any advice. I would love to do a cash out refi on all those three properties that I own, which is free and clear. And yeah, I hope you get back to me. Thank you.
Thanks, Fern. Thanks for the question. And he said, hey, I'm weird. I'm in New Jersey. Hey, I'm from New Jersey as well. So I get it. Good on you, man, for getting six doors and three of them free and clear. What I would consider doing is, and what I've done in the past, is a portfolio cash out refi on those properties. So bundling those together as one unit and doing a loan on those. Now, what you'll find is that smaller banks are going to be more amenable to that. There are banks, like I've mentioned before, like Flagstar Bank. I mention them a lot because I have a lot of experience with them. They do smaller loans. And in fact, one of the women in the offices joked that she said, yeah, we actually used to try to compete to see who could get the house with the least amount of value loan, like a $20,000 house. So again, Flagstar Bank, they're not an affiliate. I don't make any money off of referring you to them or anything like that. I've just used them in the past and I can speak very highly of them. So check those guys out. And I would talk to them about what you could bundle together. If that doesn't work, there are plenty of other, private lenders or hard money lenders out there that'll bundle things together for you. I'm specifically thinking of New Jersey. My friend Kyle Jacy is a longtime friend of mine. We met at real estate meetup groups in New Jersey many, many moons ago, and we've stayed in contact throughout the years. He's a great guy. He runs Jacy Capital Management Group, Jasey. And basically, I would reach out to them, go to their website, do a little Google search for Jacy Capital Management. I believe that's the website. I'm just thinking it off the top of my head, so I apologize. But Kyle Jacy, look at his information for different loans. He does construction loans. He does rental investing loans, rehabilitation loans, portfolio loans. They specifically work with real estate investors. So being there in New Jersey, you could even go out to have a cup of coffee with them and tell them I sent you. That's what I would do, is to take those three properties and look at bundling those together as a portfolio, getting the value of that, and then rolling those into another property. You know, and you may also want to think about how, maybe the cash out refinance is not necessarily the best route. You may want to consider if they're able to do a home equity line of credit on those properties, because cash out refinances are a once and done thing. You're going to get a check for the value, and you better than have some other properties lined up right away, because then you're paying interest on that check that they're giving you. With a home equity line of credit, it's a line of credit based on your homes, and you start with a zero balance. So you're not running up the clock, you know, on interest while you're sitting there trying to find this fourplex. I mean, fourplexes are hard to find, my friend. I mean, they're very difficult to find. So, and a lot of my, that's why I kind of stick to duplexes and single families. It's just, they're hard to find. And then you're going to have to renovate the property or maybe do some updates to the property. before you place tenants in that property. So there's going to be a little bit of a lag time there. And if you're doing a cash out refinance, again, you're just getting the value of those three homes handed to you in a check, and now you're paying interest on that. So you may want to consider, and that I have done that. So I'm not saying speaking against that. I'm just giving you just some things to think about here from a home equity line of credit perspective and a cash out refinance. Again, talk to JC Capital Management Group, my friend Kyle, talk to Flagstar. Those are two areas that I would at least kind of kickstart your process for you. So Fern, thanks for the question. Let's talk about HelloFresh, can we? Because with HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And right now, they've got some amazing, like, November fall delicious recipes like turkey ragu gnocchi. Oh my gosh. What about chicken ramen? Oh my gosh. I love ramen. They even have pumpkin cookie dough, Pillsbury pumpkin cookie dough. You can get all kinds of different add-ons for breakfast, desserts, and seasonal snacks. But what I love about HelloFresh, apart from the 50 different menu options and different recipes that you can pick from delivered right to your door, is the fact that you're going to save a boatload of money. Let's be honest. Grocery store prices have skyrocketed thanks to what's happening right now, not only with inflation, but supply chain constraints. So people are paying way more for things at the grocery store. My friend David the other day said that new beef bouillon that he would get at the grocery store is now $9 for a jar of the beef bouillon that he would get. $9. Are you kidding me? Not with HelloFresh. HelloFresh can save you up to 30% off your grocery store price. That's right, because they're able to do this at scale. They're able to bring farm fresh ingredients right to your front door, very sustainably sourced, where you can get vegetarian, you can get calorie smart, gourmet options, all kinds of variety delivered right to your door for even less money. And then you don't even have to go to the grocery store, and everything's already pre-measured with great recipes. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's really, really a no-brainer. And you're going to get 14 free meals right now just for trying it out. And they're going to give you three free gifts as well. So go to HelloFresh.com/investing14. You have to use the code investing14, the number 14. Okay, investing14 to get up to 14 free meals and three free gifts. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/investing14. Use code investing14 to get up to 14 free meals and three free gifts just in time for the holidays. Thanks, HelloFresh. All right, our next question comes to us from Katie. Katie, take it away.
Hello, my name is Katie, and my parents are finally looking to retire. They are in their 70s and have worked hard on their 2-acre commercial property for over 30 years. The property is a lot of work to maintain, with a 1920 structure, apartment, aging double wide, and fussy septic system. The property has recently been paved off, free and clear, and they have finally been able to buy their dream home off-site. They aren't sure how to best leverage their existing business and commercial property, worth well over $1 million, to provide themselves with income to live on for the rest of their lives. Overall, they are trying to set themselves up with some steady income to support their retirement goals, and we, their grown children, are available and more than willing to help them manage their assets. What would you recommend? Thank you for your advice.
Thank you, Katie, for the great question. Very thoughtful question, so thank you, Katie, for that. So let me just step back a minute and give you a 30,000-foot level view here. Again, real estate is, in my estimation, the ultimate way to preserve wealth. Okay, it is the ultimate way to create wealth and create passive income, but it's also the ultimate way for a family to preserve wealth. And then you get into like having Picasso paintings as another way, right? That in lieu of buying like ridiculous artwork in gold and silver and Bitcoin, real estate is a hedge against inflation. It perhaps in many ways is the ultimate store of value. So the fact that they have $1 million property that is paid off, how can you use that? Well, first of all, I would not sell the property. This is my personal thought on this. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't give you financial advice on this. But if this were my property, something Michael Saylor, who's a billionaire, said to me recently, he said, why would you ever sell a store of value asset in order to fund your life? And what he meant by that was, why would you take $1 million property and sell it in order to buy a house or Lamborghini or whatever you're going to do with it, you know, go on vacations. No. Why would you ever sell something that has absolute value and is way better than the US dollar in terms of protecting your family's wealth? And so what he and many billionaires and many millionaires do is use that asset and take a loan out against that asset in order to buy other performing assets. And then you're also not paying taxes on that asset. There was a recent, I think, was it Wall Street Journal piece a few weeks ago that highlighted how billionaires and millionaires, you know, use the tax code. And there's nothing illegal in what they're doing. The tax code is written to benefit real estate investors. It's written to benefit business owners. And so they own this million-dollar commercial piece of property. If this were mine, what I would consider doing, and I don't exactly know the utility of the property right now, is anyone using it? Is anyone renting it? Is one thing is to consider allowing other businesses to lease it. That's one thing. I don't know what they're using it for. If it's commercial property, you know, leasing the land to someone to build, a double wide community or something. I'm not really sure. Or other businesses, that might be an option. But in lieu of that, getting a loan on this particular property against the value of the property and using the ridiculously low interest rates that we have right now to invest in cash flowing new construction real estate. So again, using this 2-acre commercial property, getting a loan on it, using that loan to then invest and buy new construction rental properties that are, you know, and again, I'm not tooting my own horn here, but like what we do at Morris Invest is fully done for you, fully done for you. New construction rental properties with tenants in place with a great property management team in the best rental markets in the country. So whether you work with us or not, I don't care. But what I would consider doing is taking that cash that you're now getting in that really low interest loan and using that as down payments on rental properties and acquiring rental properties using financing. So they'll have multiple rental properties that will bring in monthly cash flow. And all they're doing is using the cash that they got as a loan on that commercial property that they're able to leverage. That's what I would do. So A, you're not selling the property. A bank is giving you a loan on this asset that is just sitting there. Now you're taking that money and using that as down payments across multiple rental properties. I mean, for $1 million, geez, that's a lot of really great, they could be bringing in tens of thousands of dollars a month in cash flow from leveraging that property to buy new construction rental real estate. So that's exactly what I would do. I can't think of another way that I would use that. But that's exactly what I would do. So if they're interested, they can book a call with our team at morrisinvest.com. We can walk them through that process once they go that route. And again, if they want to do it on their own, I just would, you know, my personal opinion is that I would not be selling that property. That is a free and clear asset. It is an absolute hedge against inflation that we are about to see from the federal government as the Fed raises interest rates and inflation is going to run hot over the next year. I would lock in these interest rates now as soon as you can and get a loan on that property, you know, and run with it and start buying cash flowing assets. That's how you secure your retirement, having streams of cash instead of a pile of cash. And as I always say, you can't eat equity. So they're sitting there on this commercial property that has all this equity and they're not doing anything with it. Leverage, leverage, leverage. So thank you for that great question. And my best to you and the family. And I hope they're able to do some amazing things with that property. Thanks to all of our great questions today. If you have a question that you'd like answered here on the show, just go to our website. Just go to morrisinvest.com. And morrisinvest.com is the website to go to and click on the leave a voicemail button. And you can leave us a 30-second question here and I will answer it on the show. Now go out there, take action, everyone, and become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. And as I mentioned, to preserve wealth. We'll see you next time.